This is Brian Clark. I'm a reporter with WizBusiness.com. Thanks for calling me back.
Okay.
In any case, I was wondering if you could kind of walk me through the process and tell me how long you've been thinking about moving or relocating to Wisconsin.
Well, it's we've been growing such that really I think probably in the last couple of years is when 2 years ago or so that we really started seriously looking, and we you know obviously realized that we were going to require a fairly good size, you know, piece of property, land to build on with what we were planning with our move, our corporate headquarters, with the office building that that would entail, plus we had to put a million square foot warehouse on too, and so we looked around for a long time, actually. First, to be honest, I mean, we looked close to where we are now in Lake County, and it didn't seem to, there just didn't seem to be the land available. And we looked then to the north and to right up in the Pleasant Prairie area, which actually is not that far from our present headquarters.
What is the mileage difference?
I think, gosh, you know, mileage is probably really about only a 15-minute a difference once you're on 94. If you were to get off 94 to get to our present facility here in Waukegan, if you just take that travel time, it's probably just another 15 minutes or so to get up to the Pleasant Prairie site. So it's really not that far distant. Which was appealing, obviously, and they had some large plots of land up there, and we had, in fact, the people that had the business park here had a holding up there, and so it worked out very well for us, and they had, it's about a 200-acre site. And it allows us to put in those buildings I just spoke of, our office and warehouse, plus have enough land for expansion and also to make it a very nice campus. So,
how big is the How big is the company now?
I'm not going to get into that, but it's we have about 20. What is it? I think we have 2,400 employees now around the country, and we're. We have locations in most of the major markets around the United States, with Atlanta and Dallas, L.A., and Allentown, Pennsylvania. And then we also have Minneapolis and our headquarters here in Waukegan, plus on the international side, it's Mexico, and we have a facility in Mexico, and also we're just about to open up in outside of Toronto, so in Canada. So,
did Illinois try to keep you at home?
Well, I prefer not to get into that that area. But, anyway, let's just put it this way: that Wisconsin, you know, obviously wanted us, and you know, they made it. Interesting to us, and I mean, we're putting a very major investment up there, obviously,
right,
in people and dollars. So we were happy to see that they wanted us. And, you know, and as I told some of the people, and some of the news people here in the journal, I think, that called, that I have family, of course, up in Milwaukee, and the U-Line, E-Line family have played quite an important part in Milwaukee's history, and Liz, my wife Liz, has relatives further north up in Mellon, Wisconsin, and they've played some very important roles in Wisconsin's current history too. So,
what is the correct pronunciation?
Well, that's for debate, but we say our branch says U-Line. We pronounce it U-Line. The the others pronounce it E-line. And it's really German with the umlaut, over the U mit to umlaut, it's U-line. So it's, we think it's a little closer to U than E, but they're all the same family, and that doesn't seem to bother anybody. So,
Did you grow up in Milwaukee?
I did not, no. In fact, my great-grandfather was one of the brothers that started Schlitz. He moved to Chicago, and he ran the opened up the Chicago region for Schlitz. And so that's how we got our roots here. I mean, so I've never lived in Milwaukee. But.
Will you be moving to Wisconsin, or since it's so close, will you just?
Well, no, I'm not moving our home. No, we've lived for, I've lived my 60-some years here in Illinois. So I will be, and my wife and I will be staying here. We will be moving with our offices up there.
Do you think many employees will be moving, or will they all be new employees?
No, there will be a number, obviously, moving. In fact, we have a good deal of our workforce does live up in the Kenosha area.
Uh-huh.
So, in fact, we have a facility already in Pleasant Prairie, a warehouse facility, that is has been operating now for about a year, and that warehouse is staffed mainly by people from Kenosha that had been commuting here, so it was a great opportunity. They love that, being able to. I mean, we've hired also from Wisconsin, but they are coming from Wisconsin. They are Wisconsinites, a lot of them. So,
did you consider any other states?
No, we did not. No, we didn't want to, I mean, move any great distance. And with, our workforce in this area and Wisconsin, it wouldn't have made much sense. I mean,
do you have any thoughts on the business climate in Wisconsin?
No, I think it's, a favorable climate. We do well pretty much everywhere with our products and with our service that we give. It's we're growing the whole Midwest. I mean, we do very well.
You probably follow, though, the news up here, and sometimes business executives say that there's too much regulation, too many taxes.
Well, I'm not. This is when Governor Doyle said, I didn't get into that. But obviously, I mean, you have to be careful, and state government, federal government, if taxes get too high, people leave, and it hurts the economy. So, you want to have a climate that encourages businesses, and I'm hoping that Wisconsin will, have that climate, obviously.
Could you compare Wisconsin to Illinois as a place to do business?
Well, honestly, right now I don't, because I'm not that familiar with Wisconsin, and I haven't had a chance, honestly, to look at the comparative figures there. Maybe you know probably more than I do, I do know that, obviously, I think they're both fairly high tax states, Wisconsin and Illinois, and it's as I say, you have to be pretty darn careful. It's especially in these times with a softening economy that you're not putting a huge tax burden on individuals and corporations.
Right.
So,
and I think I read that the backing from the state and the local is about $6 million.
Yeah, I believe that's what you heard. That's accurate.
And that comes with as the jobs are
right, as they are right created. Huh. Exactly.
Okay. How much time do you spend in Wisconsin
Well, we have a home up in northern Wisconsin. I've been going to northern Wisconsin since I was a little kid. I mean, since I was like 6 or 7. And I would go up to the Chippewa flowage with my father and brothers. And I've been going. And then we've had homes in Hayward, Wisconsin, and now in Manitowish Waters. We have a home there, and plus my wife has a restaurant.
Oh.
And up there, and we really enjoy the heck out of it. So our summer months are spent, a lot of time, a great deal of time is spent up in northern Wisconsin.
What's the restaurant?
It's called Smokey's.
Uh-huh.
And,
sounds like a barbecue place or something.
No. Actually, it does sound like that, but it's got everything, and it's not a huge place, but it's having a lot of fun up there with it. And, as I say, we spend a good deal of time in Wisconsin.
Do you or your siblings have any other businesses?
No, this is our only business, and as I was telling the other fellow that I was talking to, my father had he had his business too here in Illinois. This General Binding Corporation was his business that he founded with this other fellow, Bill Lane. So we do have that kind of entrepreneurial bent in the family.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. And,
well, that's fine. And you're out of Madison, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's an internet business website that covers the state called whizbusiness.com.
Whizbusiness, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Bron.
Well, thank you, and good
nice
luck.
Talking to you. You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.